is Art Dirt, Ray Dude, coming to you from New York City. Art Dirt, Ray Dude.
Miles Davis. He's a jazz musician, is he? No. 1928 to 1991. No, it looks like Jean-Michel Basquiat to me. The photographs are from the 1970s. So they're taking a road trip. I can give you the description. But basically, it's like there's new photographs and old photographs in one pose on the other. So that essentially, like, if you have the old photographs here, see they're all grainy and everything? Then that's a new photograph. So you bring those back, superimposed on an old photograph, the bridge.
So that's like an airplane landing.
Basically, and supposedly at some point it flips. So that's why.
It's nice, but
no, it's a lot of
old against the new.
A lot of work, you know, three screen.
I mean, these are really, really. This is like the best thing I've seen.
No, and then the lights are. You know, it'd be like airplane lights that signal, you know, like a foghorn light or something like that.
You can argue with
it. Go to the left and go to the right.
Here's Richard Serra's stop pushing. Right
up the door. Airplane is landing.
Take a moment to find the title of this work by Jordan Wolfson. The long text is a speech by Charlie Chaplin.
So at the end of Charlie Chaplin's film, The Great Dictator, Charlie Chaplin actually breaks from his characters, and he makes this, I guess what you'd call a communist / utopianist speech, and it's sort of this plea for mankind, and this is at the climax of Hitler's imperialism. And it's thought
Michael
that
this Snow's Sheep Loop is a short film that runs in a continuous loop.
United States,
you may encounter it in the galleries, in the restaurant,
what
or in the lobby.
What I did was I took the speech and I had it interpreted into sign language and appropriated a scene.
I was
from
in the
Jorgen
Maritimes,
film
and there was a field near where we were staying in a log cabin where it was a pasture, and occasionally sheep appeared. And I thought I would like to do something with images of sheep. And one day I set up the camera quite
Richard
a long, long way away from
the stop
this
image was made as a political
way.
Poster
they tend to
that anyone could download.
All going in a direction,
and I went
a certain
on
direction.
To distribute it.
And but for some reason they ate their way towards
the conventions
the
and
frame.
For marches and rallies.
And they
then I went on actually to make a signboard on 10th Avenue. If you look at the original
image, the
original image
sculpture,
is in color.
Liz Larner
the person
has
is
chosen
balanced,
to read a passage
a
from Joan Didion's
he has
book,
a Dohiki on,
a book
and
of
it's
common
very, very colorful.
All I can tell you directly about Charlotte Douglas's death is that I sent her body to San Francisco.
I think that's how it has been consumed. I think
had the body put in a coffin, and I went to the airport with the coffin, and I waited there until I could see for myself the coffin loaded into the hold of the first Pan American flight to leave Boca Grande after the October violence.
That was my concern. My concern
I wanted
wasn't
to lay a flag on the coffin, but there were no American
and
flags in Boca Grande that week, and in the end, I bought a child's t-shirt in the gift shop at the airport. This t-shirt was printed like an American flag. I dropped this t-shirt on a coffin as it was loaded into the hold of the Boeing. I think this t-shirt did not have the correct numbers of stars or stripes, but it did have the appearance of stars and stripes. And it was red, and it was white, and it was blue. There were no real points in that either.
Poor person or something. Oh, I get it. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Okay.
This work by Rodney Graham is best appreciated in silence. In a moment, your audio player will pause. You can press play to hear the artist speak about his work before you view it or after.
The work is called Torque Chandelier Release. The work comprises a film projection. The image is that of a rapidly spinning chandelier that's been wound up several hundred times on a wire and simply released. The unwinding of the chandelier is documented on a single roll of 35mm film shot at 48 frames a second with the camera on its side. The piece involves a purpose-built projector that rotates the image 90 degrees and also plays back at 48 frames a second, twice the normal film speed. The work was initially inspired by a reading of Newton's experiment with the wound-up bucket. Newton
it's called Urinal.
Okay, so this is now
2006.
So Jeff Koons' obituary, is that what this one is?
Yeah. Soundboard is.
Offices. Is that another Marilyn Mitford? Yeah, she's on. Did we see this thing on the ground floor there? Did we see that? Oh, I can't even, yeah, it was terrible, was it? You didn't see it because, oh, you took my word for it, huh? You don't like black rooms? Yeah. Oh, they're just, anyway, so they're not going to have a restaurant here today because they're going to have an open.
Volumes.
It's actually not too bad.
The ordinary tea, however, in here, you can maybe steal a chair.
Well, anyway, Northern Tip. So, see that again,
artists
Robert?
T. Kelly Mason and like Diana Thayer collaborated on this film called Jump. In it, 20 teenagers jump rope to four different versions of Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. Thayer and her crew shot Jump from all angles. Mason, who plays bass and sings backup vocals in the film, recorded and mixed the music and designed the participants' textural t-shirts.
To want to assault the image.
Sparkly curtain next to the canopy.
It was pretty good. I mean, I'm totally surprised. I'm pleased. It's like the Whitney tends to have all these like really horrible, arbitrary kinds of like American, American kind of like.
Shocking and awful, a deep dish television production is a 12-part series of documentaries that address different aspects of the Cold War.
The
emphatic voices of ordinary Iraqi citizens,
the only thing
and the
was
opinions
that one guy
of U.S. soldiers
kind of
and their family, the history of foreign occupation, the role of multinational corporations, the struggle for and by women,
torture in Iraq and INS detentions at home, the media as a disinformation machine, and the anti-war movement are some of the many subjects covered by a series screened worldwide. My name is Alpi Patel, and I'm a producer at Deep Dish TV. Deep Dish TV is the country's first grassroots satellite TV network. Shocking and Awful was produced with the help of over 100 individuals.
Yeah, totally like POMO, whatever they call that.
I just remember, because she and I used to show it in Simon Boston.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
at that gallery out in California. Oh, yeah, and it's like, yeah. She used to complain, like, rant and rave about me. I never get the name of the show. I never get any. Nobody ever acknowledges me because I'm a woman and I have to keep. And blah, 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 blah. And I've had, like, all my students get famous. So I hope she's happy. And it's like, she hasn't changed. It's like what she's been doing for the past 20 years.
It's like Audrey Flack.
Yeah, it's just like, it sort of like fit in.
It's like the first time they did those photorealist stuff. You know, because it's like...
Well, that's when I knew her. She was doing blowjobs.
You found the people?
For who?
Paintings of like set from porno.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. I remember that. That was good.
Like,
That was good. That was interesting. It was, like,
it was interesting, but it wasn't going to be something that was going to be like a big seller.
Yeah.
How did she do that?
Actually, slideshows are now like really cool. Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, that's Day for Night. Is that what they call that? Day for Night is the name of the show?
What's this?
Oh yeah, that's right. Hold on. Yeah.
Did you see a movie? A full movie? It's a movie about making a movie. And it's like basically all the intrigue and everything that goes on among all the people making the movie. They're all in this little trench world.
Oh, this is Park. We gotta go left, right?
This is
okay. 77. Okay, enough recording.